My name is Fred Kemper, and I'm a member of the Greatest Generation. And I love to fly.
Clear prop.
In World War II, I flew a B-24 with the 450th Bomb Group, 722nd Bomb Squadron. Then on February the 25th, 1944, I was on a mission when our B-24 was shot down over Germany. I was a prisoner of war from that day until I freed at the end of the war.
Mark 10, Transmission Alpha 1445 Zulu.
My friend Al Parsons takes me up in his plane twice a year. We fly together to mark the day I was shot down and in prison, and we fly together to mark the anniversary of the day that I was freed at the end of the war. Okay, Al, let's go. Fine.
This is aircraft 15731, and we're located at Strawberry Point. We're a VFR departure southeast at 1,500 feet.
05, Lima Mike 233.
Fred and I have known each other for about 20, 25 years, and Fred had his own airplane up until just a few years ago, wasn't it, Fred? Not too long ago, so he did all his own flying. Now Fred flies on the day he was shot down and the day he was liberated.
Yeah, I appreciate you going up with me today. It's a lot of fun.
Set the 7898 popped out.
It's quite a thrill. It's maybe a stupid thing to do, but I started doing it 1945 when I got out of prison. I said that from then on, every 2 days or by a year.
7-4447 Bravo, reported 4 mile final, runway 15.
Hey, Freddie. Charlie Boblitz, Airport Operations Manager here at Martin State Airport. Fred Kemp basically is a legend here. Everybody respects him for his days that he served during the war. Just has a lot of knowledge of the history of aviation and has flown for many years and has basically became a fixture here at the airport.
I see Fred every time I come down to Martin's to watch the A-10s take off, and Fred's always here. Like he said, if the doors are open, he's here. So it's really interesting talking to him. He has a lot of history about aviation.
Hey, Fred, now, how much fuel you want?
Just the bombardiers was getting ready to drop the bombs. I took almost a direct hit on number 4 engine. And just as we dropped the bombs, number 3 engine quit. I tried to make it to Switzerland. When I got near Munich, they come up and made one pass and knocked me down. And they captured me and spent the rest of the time as a guest of the Luftwaffe. And now I'm older than dirt. 87. Apparently I'm in perfect health. I haven't had a cold in 30 years. Never feel bad. Can eat anything in the world that don't bother me at all. I worried when I was younger that I'd have stomach problems because of not just eating potatoes and bread for 15 months. But hell, I think I've got a billy goat stomach because I can eat anything. Nothing bothers me.
Clear prop.
I'm the most fortunate man in the world.